Pizza. It's one of humanity's great unifiers, and Aquinawampanoag baker Julie Vanderhoop is using it to build community on Martha's Vineyard. She hosts weekly outdoor pizza nights for her tribe, her town, and swarms of summertime tourists. There's no charge. Donations keep the popular gatherings going. WBUR's Andrea Shea visited and tells us more about Vanderhoop's belief in baking.
Most days of the week, you could easily miss Julie Vanderhoop's Orange Peel Bakery. It's on a rural road. The signage is bright, but not huge. And the bakery itself is up a gravel driveway set back in the woods. But Wednesday is pizza night. Live music fills the air and parked cars line the street.
If you just arrived and you happen to be facing towards Down Island, I have to give you a heads up that you're going to be towed or ticketed. You need to be parked on the opposite side of the road facing the lighthouse.
The smell of fresh dough and cheese transforming into pizza floats from a bulky but beautiful fieldstone-covered oven. Its igloo-like dome seems to rise out of the earth. A posse of volunteers work around it, wielding paddles, rolling pins, and pizza cutters at tables under a tent.
Which slice would you prefer?
Doesn't matter. Either one. Whatever's easier.
Inside the cramped kitchen that used to be her garage, Julie Vanderhoop helps a new assistant prep dough. The baker says they'll go through more than 225 pizzas in about 3 hours.
You're getting thrown to the wolves tonight.
Vanderhoop's bakery and pizza nights attract people from all over the world.
Some of these guys are new, very new. As a matter of fact, the woman that you just saw inside arrived from California today. A lot of these people come up out of the community and volunteer to do this evening, which is based on a European dinner where you eat dinner and you just don't stop. So we keep on going. It's BYOB. Everybody brings something to share. The topping table is getting there.
The pizza night rules are simple. Vanderhoop's team rolls out about 100 pounds of fresh dough and makes homemade sauce. Guests bring toppings to add to the topping table. They assemble their own pies, but once the volunteers pull the pizzas from the oven, each maker takes half, then shares the other half with strangers.
Our toppings were bacon, black olive, basil, and we borrowed some mushrooms from somebody else.
Megan Keyes is on vacation with her kids and her husband, Will. They're from Connecticut.
The whole idea is great that, you know, everyone brings something and leaves something for someone else. And, you know, everyone gets to share a little bit of everyone's pizza. It's just a different concept, but very cool.
Is there any more? Is that prosciutto?
I'm trying to. The what?
Is there any more
prosciutto?
Like prosciutto?
Yes,
yeah,
this
I'm trying
one's
to
right
try
here.
My friend's pizza. Thank you. And I'm waiting for mine, so okay. I think.
The idea of having folks come and share in this meal together, it's wonderful, but it's not a new thing for Julie or for myself.
25-year-old volunteer Michael Frederick Rising Sun Saletti Jr. helps run the oven on pizza nights. Like Julie Vanderhoop, he's a member of the Aquinawampanoag tribe.
Julie's my cousin. As tribal folks, communal meals and socials is something that, you know, that we grew up with. It's part of our culture, you know, it's part of our ancestry. So it's just giving it sort of a more modern, contemporary spin on something that is very much a part of our regular life.
Breaking bread with folks from near and far is one way Julie Vanderhoop honors her ancestors' example. This land is a gift from her mother, Anne Vanderhoop Madison.
This place is called Black Brook. It's a place where six springs run into this property. And for my people, the Wampanoag, it is a spiritual solstice point where we can communicate with our ancestors. My ancestors are with me, beginning with my stepfather, who is the medicine man for our tribe.
Vanderhoop says medicine man Luther Madison taught her how to bake pies. Before she became a professional baker, she was a commercial pilot. She traveled to taste traditional breads, cakes, and cookies throughout Europe. But Vanderhoop says she couldn't get her first-class flight certificate because of a medical condition. So she returned to Aquinnah, opened her bakery, and imported a traditional wood-burning oven from France. Vanderhoop built the 10-foot-wide behemoth in her backyard, piece by piece, with help from a local mason.
The oven is made of terre blanche, which translates into white earth. And That is the most thermodynamic clay in the world. It will never go cooler than 300 degrees until November. At this point, we could use another oven, maybe two.
Vanderhoop does three bakes a day in all seasons and weather, often at midnight. She makes rosemary olive loaves, challah, raspberry almond bars, and of course, pizza. The baker believes her outdoor oven is blessed and says it's helped her create something she felt was missing when she moved back to the vineyard with her two children, a place to foster kindness and sharing. Communal pizza night is part of her mission.
We must treat each other more kindly so that things are not so out of balance as we've seen in the outer world where horrible things are happening to communities. It shows the disconnect that we're all going through. And it is easier to disconnect than it is to connect.
Vanderhoop is always engaged. Orange Peel's hours are 24/7. Fishermen or anybody can buy a scone at all hours and just leave money in an open bowl. Vanderhoop says people asked her to get a lockbox after a rash of farm stand thefts, but this honor system aligns with her philosophies.
It is something that people don't give people a chance to do. And it's a reminder of how you feel when you're on your honor.
Vanderhoop says it works, even if sometimes people grab bread and come back to pay later. This year, she opened a second location among the cluster of Wampanoag-owned gift shops and restaurants at the Gayhead Cliffs. The baker has another job, too. She's an Aquinnah Town Selectman, dedicated to boosting summer tourism, which supports members of her tribe.
We've only got 4 months, really, to make what people would try to make in a year, and that doesn't happen. We'd love to, you know, really bring our economy up a little bit.
Her popular pizza nights surely help. The Orange Peel Bakery has become a destination.
The oven brings a lot of people from around the world. It's actually an honor for us to do what we do and to feed the people and share it with the people that come here to our land, the land of the Aquinnah Wampanoag.
Baker Julie Vanderhoop says she couldn't pull this off without donations and her volunteers, who make the Wednesday night gatherings look like cake instead of pizza.
No cheese.
For 90.9 WBUR and The Artery, I'm Andrea Shea.